Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is Norm Han, a teacher, environmentalist, and stand-up paddleboard champ who's using his athletic gifts to raise awareness of the beauty and importance of the Great Bear Rainforest on the coast of BC. He's got a lot of exciting projects in the works these days, and I'm looking forward to catching up and getting an update. So, Norm, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, the last time you were on this podcast, you'd recently finished a 350K paddle along Haida Gwaii as part of the documentary Stand film, and since then the film has been released across Canada. Can you recap why the film was made and talk about what kind of response it's been getting so far?
Well, yeah, sure. Why it was made, Haida Gwaii was always a place that I personally wanted to get to and explore. It's right on the tanker route. And I remember being on the, my first trip, Stand Up for Great Bear, and looking across Hecate Strait where the tankers would cross, and they would lead right over to Haida Gwaii. And I'd said at that time that I really wanted to get there and paddle that coastline as well and talk to the people and visit the Watchman site. So that was our goal for that. I talked to Anthony Bonello, the filmmaker, and Nicholas Tykrob, and we also wanted to document and highlight the students in Bella Bella who were building their paddle boards, the second class, and work with their teacher, Chris Williamson. And then we're also partnered up with Raf Brewiler, who is an incredible ambassador of our coastline and is a Tofino local. He was with us in Bella Bella as well with the kids, he's a big part of the film as well with his surfing and his connection to the land. And, you know, our overall goal for the Stand film project was, again, to bring more awareness to this project and to the stories of our coastline. And I think that's what the film's about. It's about, our coastline. It's about the people of our coastline. And it's about protecting a way of life. And we released it. Officially released it this past May. We showed it in Vancouver and then Victoria, and then we went to Tofino. And the feedback has been great. Most, I think, almost every show gets sold out wherever it's at. And so, yeah, the feedback I've got has been excellent. And I know Anthony's goal is to get this film to a much larger audience, and I think he and we have been successful at doing that. So I'm always happy when people touch base me and say they've seen the film and it's really inspired them and motivated them they're much more aware of what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah. And you mentioned the pipeline, but I'll just say it's the proposed Enbridge pipeline. And so the film shows what's at stake if it goes through and the beauty of the environment and the culture, the ecosystems.
For sure. It's amazing from top to bottom. And I think the more awareness we can bring to it, the better it is for the people there, for the wildlife, for the health of our coastlines and ecosystems. And, there's not too many places left in the world like that. And we're fortunate to have a place like the Great Bear Rainforest. And I think everybody should have the opportunity to see it in its current state. I just got back from paddling there with my company. I took 6 paddle orders up there. And, we're paddling with killer whales and humpback whales. And, bears were walking the shoreline and the rivers were filled with salmon. And, I kept thinking that, geez, I hope everybody gets a chance every year to see this and not to be seeing oil tankers, in those territories and moving through those areas that we're paddling in.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen pictures from your latest expedition and just so gorgeous. I couldn't believe how close the paddlers were to the whales in the water. So and the company you mentioned, it's Norm Han Expeditions. Is there anything you want to point out about some of the highlights from the latest trip?
Well, I mean, with our company, I've been going up there now since 2009 was my first stand-up paddleboard expedition. And in 2010, I started bringing people up to the area. Usually I've been running one trip a year. We're going to offer a few more trips up to the Great Bear next year, maybe 2 or 3. But it's just a really incredible way to experience the area. Stand-up paddleboarding is not only is it a fun sport, but it gives you really incredible access to some of these areas. And paddling into these really small rivers that are filled with salmon, and it's non-invasive and it's quiet. We had killer whales, right in front of our paddle boards, in front of all the guests going by, and there was about 6 or 7 of them that were all around our boards. And we've had pods of humpbacks come up right beside us, and it's just a really great way to experience it. It's from an expedition side of things, it's a little challenging just trying to put the logistics together and you know, paddling on the ocean. But we have people who are, you know, brand new paddlers coming up and experiencing it, all the way up to, you know, people who've been paddling for the last 4 or 5 years. So it's not about, you know, putting in tons of mileage and hours. It's about experiencing that area by paddleboard and using the paddleboard as a tool to, enjoy that place.
Yeah. Well, and they're learning from one of the best because, I mean, you're a world-class stand-up paddleboarder. I wonder if you can talk a bit about the Molokai to Oahu Paddleboard World Championships, or sorry, Oahu, which you competed in July. You came in third in your age category, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Congratulations.
You know, thanks very much. I was in Molokai 2 years ago with Bodhi Chandra. Went over there and paddled it as a team of two, and I remember wanting to get back to paddle it solo, because obviously with my background in paddleboarding, I sort of like to do, you know, solo trips and big solo trips, and that seemed like a really good challenge. And so I got on a training program, and my partner Jen, who's a fitness and training coach, has her own business, Challenge by Choice. She put a program together for me, a 2-month program where I, you know, really got on a good program, got stronger and got ready for Molokai. It's a challenge. Doing it on a stand-up paddleboard, it took me just under 6 hours. And yeah, I was happy with my performance. You know, it was a challenging year. I think condition-wise, we didn't get the conditions that made it conducive for, you know, fast times going across the channel. It was more about really putting your head down and plowing through some of the ocean, which I'm pretty good at. So yeah, I thought overall it went well. It was a nice accomplishment. It was nice to be a Canadian and representing, you know, Canada over there, to accomplish that solo crossing at Molokai. So yeah, I'll look for bigger races like that to continue doing. I like having, you know, a big race and the focus where I can train for that versus, you know, maybe doing a whole bunch of smaller ones. Those are more up my alley, and I really like the challenge of the ocean, and it's a very historic challenge, very historic channel that you cross there. And the Hawaii is so amazing, and it's such a great culture. And, you know, there's a real coastal connection between our coast and the Hawaiian coastline and experiencing that paddling and ocean lifestyle.
Well, I mean, whenever you talk about it, you have such a deference for the powers of nature and just you're always grateful for the opportunity. I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about your experience running into the sea turtle, because I love what you wrote about that in your blog.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I always try and look at the big picture and there's a lot of really, really great stories over there at the Molokai. It really made me think about how fortunate I am, one, just to be healthy and be healthy and strong enough to be able to, you know, paddle the channel. There was a gentleman over there who hasn't missed a Molokai since it started. And I don't know how long, I think that's maybe 15 or 16 years, and I happened to see him this year, and he had cancer. And it was the first Molokai that he wasn't able to do because he was battling cancer. It really brought things into perspective as to really what's important in life. There was another gentleman there who had suffered a stroke over the past year, and he was with his team and was paralyzed basically on half of his body, and you know, they carried him across the line with his team, and that's what the Molokai is like. And I think, you know, the opportunity to paddle a place like that and paddle, you know, it could be in the Great Barrier Rainforest, or it could be paddling across the Molokai Channel. Yes, it is a race, and it's fun to compete and do well, but I think you have to look at the little things. And, as I mentioned in the blog that I wrote, the flying fish were something that always put a smile on my face. And then, yeah, seeing that sea turtle was just a really incredible experience. I've seen sea turtles before in Hawaii, obviously, when I'm paddle surfing and doing things like that. But I just thought, you know, after crossing, it was pretty much 31 miles of the ocean and really, really battling through it. And I'm finally got the port lock point where I'm about to turn the corner and head for the finish line. This turtle, you know, came up and came right up to my board and then came right under my board. And it just felt, it felt so amazing. And it really, yeah, it really got me excited about that experience and wondering who it was or what it was or what it was there for or what it was trying to tell me. And maybe it wasn't trying to do any of those things. Maybe just happened to come up and be there. But it sure felt good to see it that way. And then as it left, I just carried on. And so I think it's a lot of those little experiences that, people remember. You know, the color of the water is something else. I remember 2 years ago when I went over there, a friend of mine from Hawaii said, you know what, when you're in the channel and you're doing the switch out with your partner and the boat's coming around to get you, just take some time to look down into the depths of the water and see how many different colors of blue are. And I remember doing that and being really impressed with it. But I think it's a lot of those things that make that experience like Nikkei, so amazing. And of course, you know, when you're paddling in a place like the Great Bear Rainforest, it's all those little things of, the wildlife and, you know, sunsets and sunrises that really add a lot of depth to your experience.
Yeah, and those are all things that you want to protect, and that's what Stand Film is showing, what's at stake, right? I mean, it's definitely worth preserving.
For sure, yeah, totally.
And coming back to that, so the final decision on the Enbridge pipeline is due in December, and it's now with the National Energy Board and the federal government. How are you feeling about that, given everything you've put into raising awareness and trying to prevent it from happening, and especially with the fact that I know you have a baby coming any day now? So how does that make you feel?
You know, sometimes it's tough when the decision is taken out of your hands. And you had an old basketball coach at Laurentian that said, you know, Norm, don't worry about things you can't control. And I think from you know, what I've done with, Stand Film and Stand Up for Great Bear, and what all the First Nations on our coast have done, and all the other people work to support our coastline and keep the tankers off, is we've tried to control the things we can control, and we've tried to do the things that, we can do without, sort of sitting idly by. But, it is in the vision right now of the joint review panel. They've had time to look at things, and I sat in on a number of the panels in some of the First Nations community in Hartley Bay and in Kitimat. And you only have to be there and listen for about 30 minutes to know that the project's not a good idea. Listening to the First Nations people and the connection to the land and really what's at risk. And it's a lifestyle that's at risk. So that's, I think that's greater than everything. And this is what we're trying to protect. So, it's not a great feeling when the decision is out of your hands, but I think there's so many people that are supporting this, not having the oil tankers and supporting our coastline, that I feel good about everybody that's come together, to try and battle against this project. And it may be oil day, it may be something else tomorrow, but it's definitely an area worth protecting. And I'm maybe a week away from having my first baby, and one of the things I'm most excited about is thinking about taking my child up to the Great Bear Rainforest to experience the things that I've been fortunate enough to experience. And I keep asking Jen if it's, if 1 year is too early to have him or her on the paddleboard. So I think it is, but as soon as I can, I'm going to get him or her up there.
Paddleboarding before walking. That's great.
Yeah.
So if people want to learn more about Stand Film, it's standfilm.com. And for your expedition company, it's normhann.com, double N there, normhann.com. Thank you so much, Norm. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thanks, Amanda, for having me, and really appreciate your support and helping us with the awareness of what's happening on our coastline.
Yeah, you're very welcome.